We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Happy 4th of July, friends. Let there be ball games and kids running back to tubs full of cold root beer. Let there be grandmas sitting in the shade and teenagers off where they go. Let there be home brewers and mandolin pickers, storytellers and speechifiers, all sharing their spirits and building up ours. At the parks in great cities and small towns, parades and fish fries, frisbees flying, fireworks and all the crowd oohing and aahing, let us surprise ourselves and be who we believe ourselves to be. And on the 4th of July, and on the 5th and the 6th too, let us crown our good. Every time I get into a taxi cab, I hear my grandparents' voices. Not in their Yiddish accents, but in their stories. The driver tells me about his son playing basketball, his daughter starting kindergarten or going to college. In the cadences of Nigeria, Haiti, Pakistan, they tell me about their hours or their other job, their house or their family in the old country. And I hear the chimes of liberty. I hear my own grandparents' hopes and pride and struggle. Every time I go into a public library, I feel the curiosity, a curiosity that's its own kind of ambition from people so different from each other, each one on their own mission or pursuing their own interest, united side by side in this, the most democratic place in town. And every time I read the news, I taste the bitter truth that all of us, in our pursuit of happiness, seeking to determine our own futures, cannot truly own our own lives, can't freely make our own choices, because we serve our masters and cannot master ourselves. Sovereignty is what the founders of the Republic insisted upon, even as they stole the lands and lives of others. Sovereignty not rested in a king, but shared among themselves. Self-governing with the consent of the people. At the library, people are exercising their sovereignty and their self-discipline. And the millions of drivers and builders, cooks and caregivers, all the people whose labor keeps the wheels turning, they master their skills and they do their jobs. They provide for us and for themselves. But sovereignty, it's like freedom. You only have it to the degree that you claim it. Pedestrians at the crosswalk know they have the right of way. Most of the drivers know it too and respect that, but we don't know which driver doesn't, so we wait. We wait for traffic to thin or for a driver to signal permission for us to cross. I don't want to get run over either, but I'm not waiting for permission to exercise my sovereignty. Yes, there's some risk, but we only have the rights we declare and use. It's Independence Day. I'm ready to step off the curb to make it real with liberty and justice for all.